Soldiers from the 1st Battalion, the Coldstream Guards, have been assisting the NHS by transporting essential equipment across the UK. The Military Assistance to Civilian Authority, MACA, task bolsters the NHS logistics chain, allowing the equipment to get where it's needed. The Guardsmen have been picking up kit from the Institute of Developmental Sciences at Southampton General Hospital and taking the equipment to a number of locations across the UK for further distribution across the health service network. Royal Navy sailors have been transporting specialist COVID-19 testing equipment to centralised NHS locations. Two central testing hubs are being created to augment the existing smaller scale facilities to enable an increase in the numbers of people who can be tested for COVID-19. Testing is central to getting on top of this disease, and personnel from all three services have been called upon to collect and distribute the equipment in one of the first military aid to civilian authority tasks of this crisis. RAF Benson Pumas arrive at Kinloss Barracks to support MACA, the military aid to civilian authority effort in Scotland. From Kinloss, the Pumas will work closely with three Merlin helicopters based at RAF Leeming, North Yorkshire, to meet any requests for assistance from NHS boards and trusts across Scotland and Northern England. Airborne medics have deployed to the Falkland Islands at short notice to reinforce the far-flung territory's only hospital in the battle against the coronavirus. A team of six soldiers from the 16 Medical Regiment set off from Merville Barracks for the long flight down to the South Atlantic. They take with them the equipment and personnel to provide an extra two beds to the three-bed intensive care unit at the King Edward Memorial Hospital in Stanley. RAF Puma helicopters based at Kinloss Barracks in Moray have been supporting the Scottish Ambulance Service with the trials of the EpiShuttle medical isolation and transport system as part of the Scottish Government's coronavirus response. The Scottish Ambulance Service have trialled the use of the EpiShuttle to enable the safe and swift transportation of patients to the emergency care facilities across the country. The RAF Pumas are on standby to assist with air transportation if required and have previously undertaken medical evacuation roles in operational theatres. Royal Navy aviators from RNAS Cold Rose have been called upon to help Britons living in the southwest of England who need urgent medical care or assistance during the coronavirus pandemic. As part of the Royal Navy's support to the NHS during the coronavirus outbreak across the United Kingdom, the Maritime Merlin Force based at RNAS Cold Rose have been tasked to provide 24/7 helicopter support to the NHS and the Southwest Ambulance Services. This could include the transfer of patients needing urgent assistance or the movement of medical equipment, supplies, or personnel. RFA Argus has set sail to the Caribbean in preparation to support the British overseas territories during the upcoming hurricane season and will be able to support the response to the COVID-19 pandemic if required. RFA Argus's deployment to the Caribbean had been scheduled for the hurricane season, but she will now be able to play a part in ensuring the UK government is ready to support the overseas territories. Soldiers from the 32 Engineer Regiment and the Anzio Company, 1st Battalion the Duke of Lancaster's Regiment, have been assisting local authorities in Cumbria with their response to the COVID-19 outbreak. The Local Resilience Forum in Cumbria submitted a MACA request for support in setting up additional recovery centres for those recovering from COVID-19. The local initiative has seen five recovery centres being built across Cumbria and will help to relieve pressure off local hospitals should they reach full capacity. The five centres will each have a capacity of up to 100, and it is the first such initiative within the UK. The five centres across Cumbria include the Sand Centres Carlisle, Whitehaven Leisure Centre, Penrith Leisure Centre, Barrow Academy and Kendal Leisure Centre. 32 Engineer Regiment was involved in the planning process, offering their knowledge and expertise, whilst two platoons from Anzio Company, 1st Battalion the Duke of Lancaster's Regiment, have been delivering and setting up beds. In addition to supporting the NHS and other government departments during the current COVID-19 pandemic, the Royal Air Force has begun deploying for their latest NATO air policing mission. The RAF Wittering-based 2 Mechanical Transport Squadron has begun the task of delivering vital equipment and spares to Lithuania, where RAF jets will be used as part of the NATO Baltic air policing mission this summer. Helicopters from the Royal Naval Air Station Yeovilton have departed for RAF Argus. The air group are joining RFA Argus for operations in the Caribbean as part of the government's support to the UK's overseas territories in the region. Three Commando Merlins from the 845 Naval Air Squadron, part of the Commando Helicopter Force, were joined by a Wildcat of 815 Naval Air Squadron. And finally, the Army in Wales is training 60 soldiers to prepare to support the Welsh Ambulance Service NHS Trust in the battle against COVID-19. This training, which is part of the UK Defence's 20,000 strong COVID response force, took place at the Sennybridge training camp in Mid Wales. The soldiers, drawn from British Army units allocated to the Joint Military Command Wales, were taken through a two-day training package delivered by the Welsh Ambulance Service Trust. This is a fully coordinated response in line with the military aid to the civilian authorities MACA requests authorised through the Standing Joint Command Headquarters in Aldershot. GMC Wales also has planners already located in the Welsh Government's Emergency Coordination Centre and in Wales's four regional local resilience fora. Military ambulance drivers will not drive the ambulance under blue lights, but are likely to be required to respond to emergencies, to assist the paramedics with non-clinical tasks, and to drive the ambulance when needed to hospital whilst the paramedic delivers clinical care to patients. To keep up to date on all the breaking news from the British Armed Forces, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us across social media. This has been your latest news for British Armed Forces Daily.